from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, it is a reaction Monday, by the way. We didn't have a Texans game. We did have some college football. We'll get to that.
That's right.
In a bit. And we had one hell of a series from the Houston Astros, who they sweep a four-game series of the Royals, which was, you know, look, I love when them Astros sweep. I love when Astro Granny, when Mom sends me the little emoji of the broom, man, the Astros are out here sweeping again. I absolutely love it. I really love it. I mean, get good and turned on when it's the Kansas City Royals. Because if you listen to this show, you know, my man that's typically sitting to my left is Ron Hughley. Born and raised in Kansas City. Mom, Teresa, her beautiful soul. Don't know how you put up with him, but you did. You raised a good one. She'd take him to games, man. Do the mom duties. Hell, do some of the dad duties. I feel you, man. Big Royals fan. Big Kansas City guy. And his old alligator mouth, I think, may have overloaded his hummingbird ass on Thursday.
Yeah, got away from him a little bit.
Because, as I said, the Astros did indeed sweep the Kansas City Royals. Well, Thursday, here's what my boy Ron decided he was going to put on the line with him and Tyler.
Like, you talk about blonde? Hey, I'll do a side bit with you right now.
I'll straight up do it.
Tyler, if one of them sweeps the four, we got to dye it blonde.
I'm in, man.
That's the side bit. That's not the big one. That's just me and you. We got
a like
side bit.
Yeah, y'all like that's it. A good side bit for you two. Ron's looking for a reason to go with these golden
full,
tips.
But it's full.
I'm
but
not, but it'd be hilarious.
I gotta go full.
Courtney, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Should have known better, Ron. Don't know what you're thinking, man. Coming into the juice box.
Blonde hair.
You gonna put the strength and the integrity of your hair on the line behind the Kansas City Royals? You know better than that, Ron. He the Kansas Cityan. He should know better. He the Royals fan. He should know better than all of us.
He was real confident that that it was a wasted bet that neither team was going to sweep. It ain't happened. Four games ain't happened. And now here he sits looking like Cisco. Here's the deal. I think about this. We've got to figure this out, man. Is it? If he's already done it, then we don't have a say so. But I agree with some of the folks on the text line. One, I think he's got to go all the way to the root. This can't be just the tips. And I don't know I think he should do it live in studio so we get these YouTube and Twitch numbers through the roof. Or on location, we're at Buffalo. By the way, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy off Park Row on Thursday, and we're at East River 9 on Friday. Which is over on the east side. So do it on location where the listeners could enjoy it too.
Yeah, so you got to forget. So I've only had the tips of my locks ever, any kind of coloring on my hair.
Right.
That's all I've never done the full head. So I'm not sure how long of a process, how long that would take, if that's something that we could fit into the radio format. But I don't see why we wouldn't try. You know, like
I think Ron can talk through that if somebody can. It stinks.
I know it stings if you leave it.
That smell.
But y'all can. I mean, y'all can handle that.
Oh yeah, I
sit around Ron all the time.
For the listeners, yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure y'all can make that work. But man, I'm thinking more like anticipating, like say the crosstalk. Like, because everybody knows that at 9:55, at 1:55, y'all show starts at 2. But right around 1:55, you can start to anticipate that overhead camera, that switch from the 2-shot or the 3-shot from in the loop
right
to the overhead camera, the transition, the crosstalk between in the loop and the drive, and, like, watch the numbers soar around 1:54. Because don't nobody want to miss it. They want to see Ron. They want to see that blonde head come in here through that studio and see what that looks like. Man, the numbers for crosstalk in the first segment of the drive should be astronomical. They should be double.
Hey, man, Heavyset Cisco in the house. He wasn't done there, by the way.
So, wait, since you said Heavyset Cisco, I do have to throw this out there. Because you said Heavyset Cisco. We had a couple of people. Are you familiar, Clint, with Drewski, the internet comedian?
Yes.
They saying, because so Drewski is a heavy set blonde guy.
Okay.
So they saying he's either Cisco or Drewski. I didn't want to do Ron
has
like
Drewski
that.
Has Drewski always been blonde?
I don't know if he's always been blonde, but definitely for a while since he's been famous.
Okay.
But I feel like Ron and the rest of us are more from the Cisco generation.
Yeah, I got to go Cisco. I got to go Cisco. Now, I do think when the interesting thing about this is, I mean, that ain't something, unless you're okay with just going bald, peeling it off, like, that ain't something you get rid of. Like, you've got to have it and own it until it grows out long enough to disappear.
And Ron is such, like, a serious adult in real life. Like, not on this show at all, but in real life, you know, family man, husband, father.
Absolutely.
Leader of the household. Yes. Like, he is a serious person in real life. And he's going to have to go to all of these serious places with this ridiculous blonde hair on his head. I actually kind of want to go with them to places.
I can't wait. But by the way, Byron, he wasn't done there. He's not done with just the blue hair. He went ahead and put a little bit more on the line. Here he is putting a bow on all the bets. I guess Thursday afternoon.
The loser, because you said it, all right, the first three games of the series, whoever wins that 2 out of 3 is the winner. The loser has to do the entire show in the other team's color face paint.
So he's going to be bright orange in the face and blonde hair.
He'll be seasonal, Clint. He'll be candy corn, as a texter astutely pointed out on the text line earlier. 713-572-4610 is how you interact with the show. A texter pointed out Ron's going to look like candy corn. And I feel like the timing where we are, jumping into autumn, getting closer to the Halloween season.
Right.
it's appropriate. It's a hell of a bet. Ron coming in here looking like candy corn. I personally cannot wait to see this.
Oh, it's great. I don't know if it's all going to happen on the same day. I got to get some details. I'm going to text him and find out and get some details before the end of the show. But we'll find out. Blonde-haired Ron, blue-faced, or I guess orange-faced Ron. It's going to be interesting. That blonde hair is just going to be something else. It's going to be tough to stay serious in this show.
And this is why, for me, betting money is just so much easier. Like, I'd much rather just put that $100 in Tyler's pocket as opposed to not just doing the bit, but having to wear the blonde hair past the bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be a good sport about coming on here. Like, the point that you just made, like, you don't get to just have the blonde hair and then that's it. You know, like, you got to
live it.
You got to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You got to ride that out.
There ain't no doubt. You've got to live it, man. We'll not see. Feel
great about that.
Hey, he does. He absolutely loves it. And can't wait to put the paint on his face, too. So we'll see how that goes. The Astros. Astros are playing right now. Verlander, 62 pitches in. What is that? That was third inning?
Yeah, third inning.
Third inning. So he's going to have a quick outing here, folks.
It's not looking good.
It is a 2-2 ball game. The Astros scored on a Yiner Diaz bases loaded single. So it's 2-2 there. Verlander's not had his stuff. He can't locate. The pitch count has been up from jump. I think, B. Scott, would you say he walked the first three?
Walked the first three guys.
The first three hitters. This is interesting. I don't want this to happen, but it is going to be interesting to watch this thing unfold if this starting rotation continues to pitch well the way they have and Verlander doesn't come back Verlander caliber pitcher.
It is an awkward space to be in. I was thinking about this before the show driving in, honestly, Clint. Like, if it were to start right now, and I'm already on the record right here on the drive saying, if I ruled the world, we'd end the regular season today, and we would get right into it.
Right.
Let's just dream with me for a second and say we could do that. If the postseason started today, like, we understand who Justin Verlander is. We all get it. Hall of Famer, all-time great. Do we just put him into the mix because of that? Like, just give him the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, we're going to go with Justin Verlander in one of these damn starts. If it's not the first one, it's the second one, or it's that third game. It's one of these three games, possible three games, we starting them. Or do you actually go with the guys that are pitching the best right now for the Astros, which would be in some kind of order, Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti, and Yusei Kikuchi? Or, and we talked about Ronel Blanco being the first guy to the bullpen, but even he would be somebody that you might trust more right now. To me, the top two guys are Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti. The way Yusei Kikuchi has pitched since he got here, I feel like you could throw him in that mix as well, those clearly being your three. I ain't even mentioned Framber Valdez, which is probably their actual top guy. Yeah. So there's four right there that, if you're asking me, I would at least prefer those guys over Verlander if we're talking about today. Not career, not all time, but today.
Yeah, no, look, I've said from jump, Ron and I talked about it last week. Blonde Ron and I talked about it last week. Like, I need to see a lot more from Verlander, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, it's easy to sit here and go, hey, man, if Verlander gets back to even remotely close to who he was before, then, yeah, he's there. But, I mean, you know, he's all over the place today.
And his Reds lineup, by the way, Clint, worth noting, ain't worth a quarter.
Right.
You understand? Like, ain't worth a quarter. So, like, it's not like he's doing this against the Yankees lineup or the Dodgers or the Phillies. Right. It's the Cincinnati Reds, dog, and it can't be that.
Well,
it cannot
be that. He's not out of the woods. And look, to your point earlier, they just threw up some numbers on Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti and Framber Valdez and how good those guys have been of late. I mean, it's just going to be hard. That could end up being a much more difficult decision for Joe Espada and Dana Brown than they want to make, is all I'm saying when it comes down to it. Hopefully, luckily, there's enough baseball left to where Verlander's going to get, what's he going to get, five more starts after today?
Listen.
If he stays healthy, so hopefully it'll all work itself out, but it could get pretty hairy.
The worst thing in the world, I feel like, wouldn't be if say you got a bullpen game and Verlander's your opener and you piggyback him with Ronel Blanco.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't feel like that'd be the worst thing in the world.
No.
You could sell me on that. As a matter of fact, I'd feel pretty confident in that. So long as he's not starting games like he did just today.
Yeah.
Where he's walking guys, he's all over the place, his mechanics are off, his velocity is down. And meanwhile, you actually do have a surplus of guys that can start for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking, and it was just briefly, about Joe Espada and the decisions that he's going to have to make. We talked about one a little bit earlier. Like, Joe's going to have to either stick with Jake Meyers come playoff time or go Dubon in center field like they did last year, right? I mean, because Chad, white boy's not going to be an option this year unless he somehow he just doesn't seem like he's going to be an option, right? What do you do with the DH right now, the way they've had Alvarez, Diaz, and Caratini and you know, first base? What are you going to do with first base? Like, he's got a lot on his plate in terms of like, big-time decisions. He's got to figure out what to do. Right now, it's easy to look at him and go, hey, through 162, I can see him kind of moving pieces around and trying to figure things out and getting everybody a chance. When he's got to settle down or sit down and go, all right, we've got to win a game tonight. Here's the best I can offer.
Well, see, and this is – I'm glad you said that, Clint, because this is why the center field thing need not be an issue. Like, I need Jake to step it up a little bit because – you got enough problems to deal with. You got enough landmines that you're trying to navigate around without having to say, hey, do we need to replace our everyday center fielder? And maybe it's the case, you know, especially with Kyle Tucker coming back, that Jake Meyers effectively becomes your Martin Maldonado, where he's a hole in your lineup, but he's only out there for the value that he presents to you defensively and what he allows you to do with Dubon, meaning you don't have to park Dubon in center field. He can go play third base if Bregman's elbow is messed up. He can go play first base if all of your options at first base are all over the place the way it's been all year. Or if Kyle Tucker's not right. Like, all of these different options that you need him for. Jeremy Pena, who's been, you know, up and down defensively at times at shortstop. Like, all of these other different issues that you have around the team, Mauricio Dubon is a potential option for you. You'd like for center field to not have to be one.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I would love to not have to rake Jake Meyers over the coals the way that I feel like I do. I hate it, but damn it, it's real, man. I mean,
just come with some. If he doesn't hit for average, if he could just come with some power, hit me a couple bombs, and if your average is still less than ideal, but I know you're a threat to go deep or to give me extra base hits, I can live with that.
Are you? Like, I understand in theory what you're saying, but I mean, you cover the Astros as close as anybody. Do you feel like that's a reality?
Yeah, I do, because they're getting guys back like a Kyle Tucker. Like, you insert Kyle Tucker into the lineup.
No, I don't mean him being used like that, B. Scott. I mean, do you view him as looking at his hitter as an 8-9 hitter and going, well, at least he brings some pop and some power? Like, do you view him as that kind of hitter?
Oh, no, I mean, I don't have any kind of confidence in him as a hitter. But what I'm saying is, the one redeeming quality that he has shown as a hitter is some power at various times.
Okay.
But overall, we can agree, because we got eyes, he's a bit of a disaster at the plate.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pinpoint anything at the plate that I'm like, yeah, I'm confident he at least brings this to the plate. So
I'm hoping for that dad strength.
No, no question.
I'm hoping for that dad strength.
I was trying to wear a Jake Meyers jersey 2 years ago. Hell, I want the guy to. I don't want to have any more conversations about center field, man.
Come on, Jake.
But it's the reality of what we're dealing with. All right, it is a reaction Monday. Now, we don't have a Texans game to react to, but damn it, we got some college football to react to. And there was some good, there was some bad, and I'm talking about in and around the state of Texas. We'll catch you up on all that, have some thoughts on them Aggies, have some thoughts on them Longhorns, and we'll keep this thing moving. Before we do that,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.